Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, I Choose Darkness, A Holiday Essay is a short nonfiction essay by Jenny Lawson, published as an Amazon original and written in the unmistakable style that made her a best-selling humor author. The piece is less a formal argument than a comic personal reflection on why Halloween feels more meaningful, more comfortable, and more authentic to Lawson than the conventional pressures of the holiday season, especially Christmas. Drawing on childhood memories, rural Texas settings, and her adult life with year-round Halloween decor, she presents Halloween as a space for imagination, mischief, and emotional relief rather than obligation. The essay is brief, fast-moving, and heavily rooted in self-deprecating humor, tangents, and exaggerated observations. Its purpose is not to teach holiday planning or offer a universal seasonal philosophy, but to validate readers who relate to alternative celebrations, dark humor, and the feeling that mainstream festive expectations can be exhausting rather than joyful. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Halloween is framed as a personal refuge rather than a seasonal gimmick. The central idea of the essay is that Halloween is not just a holiday Lawson enjoys. It is the one seasonal atmosphere that feels natural to her. Instead of treating spooky decor or dark imagery as novelty, she presents them as a form of domestic identity, shown through the year-round Halloween aesthetic of her home. This matters because the essay uses the holiday as an emotional counterweight to the social performance often associated with other celebrations. Halloween becomes a place where weirdness is not a problem to be corrected, but a feature to be embraced. Lawson's preference is therefore not merely about taste in costumes or candy. It reflects a deeper attraction to a holiday that allows imperfection, humor, and eccentricity without demanding sincerity or perfection. That perspective gives the essay its core tension, a darkly comic celebration of a holiday that feels freeing, because it does not require the same emotional labor as the holidays. She rejects. Secondly, Jenny Lawson uses self-deprecating humor to turn holiday discomfort into comedy. A defining feature of the essay is Lawson's comic voice, which transforms annoyance, awkwardness, and seasonal fatigue into readable entertainment. Rather than presenting herself as a polished holiday expert, she leans into exaggeration, digression, and self-mockery. This style is important because it keeps the essay from becoming a simple complaint about Christmas or a shallow defense of Halloween. Her humor softens the edges of her strong preferences and makes the work feel inclusive even when she is being dismissive of holiday traditions. The laughter comes from recognition readers see the gap between the idealized version of the holidays and the messy reality of actual family life, decorations, and expectations. Lawson's voice also makes emotional honesty easier to accept because she frames personal preference as a joke before it becomes a verdict. In that sense, the essay is built on the same comic strategy that defines much of her writing, use absurdity to reveal a truth that would sound too sharp if stated plainly. Thirdly, childhood memories in rural Texas give the essay its nostalgic backbone. Although the essay is brief, it draws much of its energy from remembered Halloween and Christmas experiences in Lawson's Texas upbringing. These memories are not presented as sentimental family folklore in the conventional sense. Instead, they appear as strange, funny, and slightly eerie snapshots that help explain why her imagination is so attached to Halloween. The rural setting matters because it gives the essay a distinct cultural texture. Holidays are not abstract traditions, but events shaped by place, family habits, and regional atmosphere. By revisiting those memories, Lawson shows how holiday preferences are formed long before adulthood. The reader gets a sense that her present-day love of Halloween is continuous with the eerie, unusual, and offbeat details of her childhood world. That continuity gives the essay more depth than a simple personal preference statement. It becomes a small memoir of how atmosphere, memory, and family experience can shape identity, especially when those experiences are filtered through a comic lens rather than a nostalgic one. Fourthly, the essay gently critiques the pressure and labor of conventional holiday cheer. One of the strongest undercurrents in the essay is its skepticism toward the effort required by mainstream holiday culture. Lawson contrasts Halloween with the heavy expectations often attached to Thanksgiving and Christmas, where decorations, meals, social obligations, and emotional performance can feel like work rather than pleasure. The essay does not provide a formal critique of consumerism or holiday labor, but it clearly suggests that some celebrations are burdened by more obligation than delight. That argument gives the piece a practical dimension. It speaks to readers who feel drained by holiday demands and who recognize that not everyone experiences festive seasons as joyful. At the same time, the essay does not claim that other holidays are objectively bad. Instead, it exposes how mismatched they can feel for people whose temperament is less traditional. This is why the humor lands. Lawson is not trying to convert readers so much as to acknowledge that holiday cheer is unevenly distributed and that opting out of it can be a legitimate choice. Lastly, The essay works best as a quick comic essay for readers who want validation, not instruction. I Choose Darkness is best understood as a compact literary performance rather than a guide, manifesto, or comprehensive holiday essay. Its short length and fast pace mean that the value lies in tone, personality, and immediate recognition. Readers who enjoy Jenny Lawson already know to expect tangents, unusual anecdotes, and a distinctive mix of absurdity and sincerity, and this essay delivers exactly that. The piece is especially effective for audiences who prefer Halloween, enjoy dark humor, or feel alienated by conventional seasonal cheer. It offers validation through voice, rather than through argument. The pleasure comes from hearing someone articulate a feeling that many readers have but rarely see expressed so clearly. That is also the essay stands apart from more general holiday pieces. It is not trying to be balanced, universally appealing, or emotionally broad. Its strength is specificity. It celebrates a narrow but vivid emotional world in which spooky decorations, odd memories, and anti-holiday sentiment become a coherent and entertaining worldview. In conclusion, I Choose Darkness, a holiday essay, is best suited to readers who enjoy humorous nonfiction, memoir-like voice, and holiday writing that does not default to sentimentality. Fans of Jenny Lawson will recognize the familiar combination of self-deprecation, tangents, and sharp comic timing, while readers who identify more with Halloween than Christmas will likely find the essay especially resonant. Its practical value is limited in the conventional sense, but it offers something more specific permission to see holiday preference as personal, rather than moral. That makes it useful for readers who feel exhausted by seasonal expectations, or who simply want a brief, funny piece that reflects a less traditional emotional outlook. What distinguishes it from other holiday-themed essays is its unapologetic focus on Halloween as an identity and atmosphere, not just a celebration. It does not try to balance all holidays equally or soften its preferences for broad appeal. Instead, it leans into a singular voice and a clearly defined comic stance. As a result, it stands out as a concise, highly readable piece of humorous seasonal nonfiction with a strong personality and a very clear point of view. If you would like to support Jenny Lawson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.